And now, a bonus segment from the Big John and Ramblin' Ray Show.
I can't think of anybody better to react to this, and more importantly, on the politics that are going on in our state and our city, than John Cass, columnist with the Chicago Tribune. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Lori. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, John.
This is the official reunion show now.
It is. So great to be on with you.
The return of the king. Yes.
There you are. Oh, don't get me onto Game of Thrones already. I don't want to throw you off.
John, John, you know, look into your crystal ball and explain to me how this attorney, Michael Avenatti, worked with Rahm, and this all came in during the Stormy Daniels interview last night. Your reaction?
He was an opposition researcher for a group that Rahm Emanuel controlled and ran called the Research Group. And they do, you know, they find out about candidates. They go through their backgrounds. They pick out what, you know, what they can use. And he was basically a functionary of the great Rahm himself.
But he's not involved. He hasn't done it in the last 20 years, and there's no political basis for this whatsoever. That's what they said
yesterday.
There
right,
we go.
Exactly. And he said when Anderson Cooper, who just a few minutes earlier was talking about condoms, right? then he said, yes, Mr. Avenatti, you were an operative for Rahm Emanuel. Isn't this political? And he said, this is righteous, which is such a Rahm thing to say.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you know, right? Speaking of somebody, Jay Nordlinger tweeted, so much for Trump being into protectionism with the condom thing.
Was it that got you, John, or was it the spanking with the magazine that had his picture on it that was intriguing to you?
While she was talking, the only thing I was thinking about was, she's not faking it, is she?
I believe her story, but you know what? You know,
but it doesn't matter.
Well, no. The thing is, you know, she says she lied and everything like that, and signed papers. You know who else signed papers? Signed an affidavit. Juanita Broderick did. Oh, all of a sudden, you know, she's not telling the truth. So, yeah, I love the double standard.
I think the circumstances are a little bit different.
Sure.
At least to her credit, the star of Finally Legal and Breast Friends 2 did not say she was a victim.
Right.
Right. She did not say she was a victim. She was a grown-up porn actress going to dinner with then businessman Donald Trump in his apartment.
On to more important topics, John.
Thank you. Thanks for rescuing me, Lord.
McCarthy, as long as we have John on tape saying breast friends too, I mean, we'll just play that endlessly.
McCarthy and Rahm, the boxing gloves are on, John.
You're off now. They're now at brass knuckle stage, and McCarthy, I think, seems determined to tenderize the mayor's proclivities, or whatever. I'm quoting myself now.
Go right ahead.
I'm sorry. Isn't it terrible of me? But it should be it's an interesting part of a larger campaign that feeds out of the gubernatorial race in the fall, and then from November to after that, from until February, we're going to have Merrill sweepstakes it looks like an impressive group of candidates getting in.
Yeah, here's, you know, John, and you were the first one to talk about the fact that Rahm used, you know, Deep Six, the Laquan McDonald video, until after the campaign against Chuy Garcia. And thanks for banging the drum on that one, because a lot of people wouldn't have noticed that. But here's the thing with McCarthy. I think he appeared on Mike Flannery's show that nobody watches except I.
That's a friend of the show.
I love Mike Flannery, and I think it was really great. But he defended Jason Van Dyke, McCarthy did, the guy who shot Laquan McDonald. And even somebody like Heather McDonald, and John, you know who Heather McDonald is. She wrote The War Against Cops. She's in favor of the police. She loves McCarthy, the job that he did. She believes that Rahm threw McCarthy under the bus. Even she has written and said that McCarthy should have gotten some people together and gotten their story straight after, you know, the line that the police were giving about McDonald initially. And he's and you got McCarthy defending Van Dyke. I'm not saying the guy's guilty of murder, but I want to be on McCarthy's side here, because I think the buck should have stopped with Rahm, but McCarthy's making it a little difficult.
Well, he also, in an interview with the great Franz Spielman a few, I think, recently, talked about Steve Patton, the lawyer then from the city of Chicago, and McCarthy alleges that Patton knew all about this and questions whether or not, you know, how could Rahm not know? I don't think it's credible to think that Rahm didn't know what was on the tape. And I said, as you noted, thank you, repeatedly, he sat on the video until after his election was safe, because if it had come out before the election, Rahm would, you know, African-Americans would not have abandoned Chuy Garcia. They would have voted with him, and it would have been over. So we'll see. I mean, Rahm refers to me as the some columnists say that I said on the video, which I didn't. Okay, sure. So, and by the way, he's back from Puerto Rico.
Thank you, Rahm, for coming back from Puerto Rico. We appreciate it.
John, I got to switch gears and ask you quickly about the governor's race. And since we have, some would say, two Democrats now running, one to the left of the left, how does Governor Rauner, you know, bring the GOP together? Are the conservatives just not going to vote and then Pritzker sails in? What's your take on this?
I think that conservatives will be hard-pressed to vote for him. He did. There is some talk about a unity breakfast. It still hasn't happened yet. I don't know how you put unity back into the Republican Party after House Bill 40 in Sanctuary State. You know, I don't know. What do you put some more? Do you serve eggs? Eggs Ranchero or something? What do you do?
I'm voting for Rauner, and I voted for Ives. How about you, Jen? You going to vote for Rauner?
You know, I don't talk about Hunter.
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
I'm a journalist.
Okay, yeah, I'm not. I forgot. Okay.
But who knows how it's going to go? I think Lauren's right, though, that, you know, Rauner has gone a little over to the left on social justice issues after he promised everybody he wouldn't go and touch social justice issues, and he did. So let's see how he gets out of it. That should be one of the more interesting threads of the next campaign.
Chicago Tribune columnist John Cass, always good to have you on the show and speak to you, my friend. Thanks so much for coming on.
For more Big John and Ramblin' Ray, tune in to them live weekday mornings 6 till 9 a.m. on WLS AM 890. And you can stream them at WLSAM.com.